I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. There was something about the news from Pakistan this morning that struck many of us hard. Scores of children dying in a violent attack on a school. It is every parent's nightmare anywhere. The number of dead and wounded in Peshawar has grown past 140, though the exact number is still not known. But we do know this was the deadliest attack ever carried out by the Pakistani Taliban. They're the ones claiming responsibility for the assault. Many parents in Peshawar are still wondering if their children are okay. We're going to hear one parent's story now. Her daughter was at school at the time of the attack, and incredibly, as you'll hear, she survived. A friend of the family, Shireen Khalid Wadood, told me their story earlier.
The Taliban, they jumped into the boys' building, and the girls' building is right next to it. So this, my friend's daughter, actually, as soon as she heard of the chaos and she heard what's going on, she went to that building to get her brother and herself out of there. But she couldn't find her brother, of course, and the Taliban, she found herself in the center of everything. So the Taliban actually shot at her. But she was lucky enough that she escaped that shot, and she pretended to be dead so that as soon as their attention diverted to somewhere else, they started moving along to other classrooms, and then she managed to escape from there. She escaped from the back door.
How many minutes did she have to play dead?
I guess she had to play around 2 to 3 minutes. She had to make sure that no one would come back for her.
And where did she go after fleeing the school?
After leaving the school, her parents were already out there. The mother took her home directly, and her brother, there's still no news of her. The dad's still around that building looking for him.
So your friend has a son as well?
Yes.
Is he also in that school?
He is in that school. He studies there, and there's still no news of him.
No news yet of him?
No news yet.
And how is your friend's daughter holding up now? I gather she's in the hospital?
She is in a hospital. She's not talking to anyone about it except her mother. And I guess she's in a traumatic shock.
You know, people all over the world, Shireen, are wondering how this can happen in a school. I mean, Pakistan is also asking the same thing. What reasons are you coming up with why these militants would target children?
I believe education undermines extremism. And over time, schools are a more effective weapon against extremists. So I guess this is the only reason I can come up with. I mean, you target schools, you create a panic among students, and this is how more and more people turn towards extremism to earn their living somehow, because there are certain cases that happened in Peshawar. I mean, people were deprived of education and they had to earn their living somehow just so they could, you know, keep their family alive and they could survive. They turned towards the Taliban and they joined extremist groups.
Shireen, do you have children?
No, I don't.
You don't. Does this violence kind of deter you from even thinking about raising a family in Pakistan?
You might say yes, at some point it is, because then you have to, I mean, you have to question where you stand with them. I mean, it's just myself. I can look after myself. I can escape. But with my friend's scene, it happened in front of my eyes, and I could see her. She had forgotten herself amidst all that chaos. So yes, at some times, I mean, Peshawar is prone to these violent attacks. And yes, living here, you do have to think about, it's not just providing for them, it's how to keep them safe as well. And that kind of takes its toll.
Shireen Khalid Wadood speaking with me from Peshawar. Students who survived the assault say the gunman walked into the school and started firing randomly. Amer Ahmed Khan is an Urdu editor for the BBC in Islamabad. Just after the attack, one of his colleagues in Peshawar received a call from the Pakistani Taliban taking responsibility for the massacre.
We were absolutely stunned by the swiftness of their claim. The news of the attack broke around 10 a.m. and within half an hour, one of our reporters in Peshawar was called by a known Taliban spokesperson, Mr. Khurasani, who said that 6 of their people had entered the Army Public School in Peshawar and they had gone there to take revenge for the military operation going on in the Pakistani tribal belt.
So this school is run by the army for the children of soldiers, and you suggested the Pakistani Taliban attack this school out of revenge. What would that be about?
Oh, absolutely. The Taliban in Pakistan are basically an umbrella group under which a lot of different kinds of militant organizations operate. So they come together on some issues. They operate independently of each other on many others. And when the Pakistani army launched a major cleanup operation in the tribal areas, the military said that it was indiscriminate in its operation. It would not make any distinction between those militants that are thought to be not against Pakistan and those that were active against the country. The military said it would go against everyone. And the brutality of the attack actually indicated the anger and the frustration felt by some of these militant groups, in particular the Pakistani Taliban, who in the past may have had a reason to believe that they have sympathizers, if not allies, within the Pakistan army. Mm. But this attack has made it very, very obvious that they are now convinced that they have no friends within the Pakistani military establishment.
So tell me a little bit more about this school for the children of soldiers. Is it a single one? Are there many like it across Pakistan?
There are a total of 128 schools across the country which are owned and run by the Pakistan Army. According to the rules of these schools, 90% of the kids are children of serving army officers. The Taliban were intending to hit the army where it hurts the most. Mm. And they seem to have succeeded at a spectacular scale here, because the whole nation is in a state of shock today at the scale of this tragedy.
I mean, the Pakistani state has been divided over the Taliban militancy. The army fights the Taliban. That's kind of generally how it goes. And the ISI security agency seems to have close links with it. So do you see that changing now?
It has to change, Marco, because of this political confusion within Pakistan's policymakers, where some of them continue to make this distinction between good Taliban and bad Taliban, and others argue in favor of an indiscriminate operation. Mm. And surely the military must now be hoping that that's the last that they've seen of this confusion.
The Pakistani army supposedly cooperates with U.S. policy to counter the Taliban. Do you see also, or is anybody saying that this might also be revenge for U.S. cooperation? I mean, did they allude to that when the Taliban called your office today?
Because Pakistan is a U.S. ally, because it has tacitly allowed the U.S. to carry out drone strikes in these Taliban strongholds in the tribal areas. Therefore, any time they attack a Pakistani security installation or Pakistani security forces, in their mind, it is their way of, if not directly, then indirectly fighting the Americans.
Amar Ahmed Khan, we see this at first blush as an attack, pure and simple, on children. I'm just wondering, though, how might this attack make strategic sense from the Taliban's point of view?
Once the Taliban are convinced that they have no sympathizers, they have no support left either within the Pakistani security establishment or within the public in general, then they are not, historically, they are not known to be great strategic thinkers. Look at their attack on Malala Yousafzai, who is now a Nobel laureate, because of what happened to her. It basically boils down to a battle of survival. And now that the Taliban have feel that the Pakistani army may have made up its mind to go after them lock, stock and barrel, I think they are trying to hit back in whatever way they can, not worrying about any ideological issues or any of the finer points attached to whatever they perceive their struggle to be.
Amar Ahmed Khan with our partners at BBC Urdu speaking with me from Islamabad.